Hello, you're listening to the All Things College Podcast Show with Dr. Lewis. And today we're going to talk about whether or not you as a college student should date someone who is not in college and what that looks like. Okay, so let's get into it. My first answer is going to be absolutely, if you like them. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to realize, you guys, college is not always for everybody. People have different interests, right? Maybe it's something that you can share with them, your experience, but they don't have to be participating in the experience for you to date them. And I know that's something that comes up a lot in college. Sometimes there are people that you like that may have other interests, right? But the key is, I think, to find that connection. But I think it's perfectly okay, right? And I think it's nice because you can share your experience. Maybe they're not aware of what college really is and it's about. You can introduce them to some knowledge on it. They can introduce you to their world, but it doesn't mean they're less capable or bright or smart or don't have aspiration and goals because they're not in college. But that's something that comes up a lot. Should people date others who aren't in college? And it's okay. Everybody doesn't go. It's okay. Yes, absolutely. You don't belittle people. You don't make them feel less than. You don't make them feel like they're not worthy because they didn't go. But when it's time to share your worlds, you can talk to them about your experiences, right? You can even ask them for feedback on, like, if you're in the middle of writing a paper, hey, they can offer a great wealth of knowledge, believe it or not, right? We all have different journeys and we travel different ways, and it's great, you know. Have a lot of good friends. I've dated people who did not necessarily go to college. I was married to a person who didn't go to college, and I didn't belittle them or make them feel less than, right? I just said, hey, I shared a lot of different experiences with them I was going through when they talked about their day. I talked about my day, talked about my different experience, and they were cool with it. And so we talked about it and had a really, really good time on that. So, yes, you're going to find in life that you're going to gel with people, and they may not always be going the same route or traveling the same journey as you, but it's okay. You can learn a lot from them. You can learn stuff that'll help you on your college journey and vice versa, right? Again, it's just that you chose a different path. There's nothing wrong with it. But yes, and relationships can become very successful when both people involved have not joined or had the same way of life. It can be successful, but I think the key in a successful relationship or any is finding that connection. Where do you guys meet in the middle and have that similar yearning for, right? You have to find out what that thing is. But yeah, it's okay. You're going to get through it. And maybe you may be their first introduction to college. You never know. They may want to go. You don't push them, but they may want to go, but never have really met someone who's been a part of the process. That might be reasons why. It may not be that they never wanted to go. Maybe they just don't understand the process. And that's what I find when it comes to college. A lot of people don't understand the process. And so maybe they've heard other people down it because they didn't understand. So they just repeated stuff. But yeah, the great thing about college is we all can go at any time of our lives. It's never too late. And if we don't want to go, we don't have to. But this is a podcast show about all things college, just to give you a college perspective, okay? So this is Dr. Lewis signing off. Take care and God bless on the All Things College Podcast Show with Dr. Lewis. Bye-bye.